going back to a Rebbe, a Rashi, that we left on the table that we said we have to come back to. So this Rashi was in the previous parak. It was on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, but it's a Yesodis Digger Rashi, and I think it's kedai to go back to it. So the Gemara said as follows: Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It's the fourth wide line. The pasuk says, "Ki v'sachbulois tasalacham milchama." Ki besachbulois tasalacham milchama. Person goes out and he wages war. He does it besachbulois. He does it with strategy. Amrav Acha Bar Chanina, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yoichanan. So Rav Acha Bar Chanina, send the name Rav Asi, send the name Rav Yoichanan. B'miyat emoitzei milchanta shal Torah. By whom do you find milchanta shal Torah? B'mi sheyesh b'yodei chavilois chavilois shal Mishnah. If you want to go fight a war, milchanta shal Torah, you now you fight it with chavilois shal Mishnah. In other words, if you fight a war, you need Klei Zayin. Right, nobody goes to war without Klei Zayin. This week's parasha, the Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. What does it mean, the Chamushim? Right, they came. They were trying to remember the Yiddish word, but they came Mizuyonim. Rashi says, right, this is a good word. They came Mizuyonim. Everyone's muted. I'm sorry. So they came with Klei Zayin. So if you're going to fight a war, you have to have Klei Zayin. And that's ki besachbulois tasalacham milchama, that if you're going to go and you're going to fight a war, you go besachbulois. And what's the sachbulois? What's the Klei Zayin of milchanta shel Torah? So Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, send the name Rav Asi, who said in the name Rav Yoichanan, you want to know what it is? It's mi sheyech biyadei chavilois chavilois shal Mishnah. It's if you have Mishnah. And then the Gemara concludes and says, Rav Yosef anafshei. Rav Yosef said about himself, v'rav tfuois bekoyach shar. And this is Rav Yosef, who's a Sinai, who had all the chavilois of Mishnayis, and he said the koyach of the shar, right, the shar that fights, the shar shenogach. That shar comes from what? V'rav tfuois. It comes from having a lot of tfuah, it comes from having a lot of merchandise, comes from having a lot of yediyah satayra. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'mi atam moitzem lechamta shal Torah, b'mi sheyesh biyodei chavilois chavilois shal Mishnah." Talk to Hilger Rashi. Dibra maschol milchamta shal Torah. Hayri yoseha v'lamid al buria v'al ikra. If somebody wants to fight the war of Torah, what does that mean? It means lamid al buria v'al ikra. If you want to really be able to get to the bottom of an inyan when it comes to learning, that's what it means milchamta shal Torah. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying when he says you have to have chaviloi shal Mishnah. So Rashi, like ha'adam ha'mefulful u'mechudedu bal svara. What Rabbi Yochanan is coming lafuke is someone that has koyach ha'pilpul. Someone that has koyach ha'chidut, meaning he's a very, very big balkishin. U'bal svara, he could say a good svara, abavaloi lomad mishnayos b'raises harpe. But he didn't learn a lot of mishnayos, and he didn't learn a lot of b'raises. Ki mehechon yiskala ha'soid. Because if somebody learns like that, how is he going to have the ability to reveal the soid? Ela b'bal mishnayos harbe. Someone that knows a lot of mishnayos. Shem yitzaruch lo tam b'kan. Because a person like this, if he's going to need a tam over here, yilamdenu mitach mishnah acheres. He'll be able to shtel to another mishnah, and like this, he's going to know how to learn it. Oyem yiksha lo dover al dover. Or if he's going to have a stira between two halachas, yavim mitach mishnayos harbe shabiyadai. He'll be able to clarify it from all the mishnayos that he has. He'll be able to say, ha'mani ployinihi sheshemanu b'mokim acher oymerkach. Who I know in a different place said like this. In other words, Rashi goes and he explains in a very, very descriptive way why you need the chavilois chavilois shal Mishnah in order to be able to wage the war of Torah. It's because if not, mehechon yiskala hasoid. How are you going to have the ability to be megala the soid? Ela bebal mishnayis harbe. Davka is someone that knows a lot of mishnayis. Shem yitztaruch loitam bekan, yilamdenu mitach mishnah acheres. Or better, if you're going to have a stira, yovim mitach mishnayis harbe shabiyodai. You'll know hamani ployni, sheshamadu mokam achoy mekach. And as a result, you're not going to end up with a stira. But the point is, in order for someone to be lamed al buriya shal Torah, in order for a person to get to the bottom of Torah, what does he need? He needs chavilois, chavilois shal Mishnah. What came to mind is that we know Rabbi Yochanan is halacha k'moisa b'chal makim. K'neged Rav, k'neged Shmuel, k'neged Reish Lakish. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And we've mentioned from the Yad Malachi, it really comes from the Chavis Yor in his famous tshuva with regards to Kol Yapsak in Simon Tzadik Dalit, where he says that really you find there were a lot of people that were able to best Rabbi Yochanan when it came to talking and learning. Right, the Gemara says in Asoichas HaPoilim that Rabbi Yochanan would ask a kasha and Reish Lakish had 24, right, the Gemara talks about how Rav Kahana, who was a Talmud of Rav, when he was forced to go into exile in the end of Masech and he was able to frag up Rabbi Yochanan to the point Rabbi Yochanan and Agmas Nefesh that it caused Rav Kahana to die. The Yochanan had to make Tchias HaMeisim. Rav Kahana was a Talmud of Rav, and the Chavos Yar said even he was able to pass Rav Yochanan. But where did Rav Yochanan get his koyach from? He got it because he was a Sinai. And when it comes to Halacha, Sinai Yodif, and this is Mamish Rav Yochanan, who's giving you the blueprint of Sinai Yodif, right? I think it's very posh that this Rav Yochanan is a tzushdal to what the Yad Malachi brings from the Chavos Yar as it relates to understanding why we always pass him like Rav Yochanan. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that was Margul Bepume. And this, if you want to see it inside, it's printed in the Hakdama to Sefer Zois Liyakov on Masechtes Gittins. This is the first Sefer there. Shmuel Yankov wrote. He wrote it when he was Mamash, a younger man. He had two Haskamas on the Sefer. Shmuel Yankov got a Haskama for Reb Shach, and he got a Haskama for Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. His two Greiser Rabbeim. He had other Greiser Rabbeim. But these were the two Haskamas that he got on this Sefer. So take a look at what the Gedolim said about Reb Shmuel Yankov when he was a younger man. But the bottom line is that in the Hakdama to the Zois Liyakov, this was something that was Margul Bapume. When he used to give Shmuzin in Yeshiva, this was something that he would very, very often say. And he had a If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that why does a person have to have bikias? His lashon is because if you're not going to have bikias, like adam am fulful um khudud ba svara for lo lamad mishnayis u brises harbe ki me hechon yeskala hasoid. Because if you're going to do that, where's the soid going to come from? It's the heratzushta. The Gemara says in Shabbos, daf peches on the days. The Gemara says, Hainu da amar Rava. This is what Rava meant when he said, L'mayaminimba, if somebody learns Torah, mit der rechte Hand, samadachaye. The Torah is a samadachaye, right? It's a source of life. But l'mas mi'ilimba, if somebody learns it with the linker hand, samadamusa, right? Then it's already a bad thing, right? Torah could be a samadachaye, could be a samadamusa. L'mayaminimba, it's a samadachaye. L'mas mi'ilimba, it's a samadamusa. Zok tehilgirashi, Shabbos pei ches omid beis. L'mayaminimba, ha'asukim b'chol koicham. It's referring to people that are asukim, b'chol koicham, v'trudin, and they're so tarud, l'das soida, to know the soid of the sugya. Ka'odam ha'mishtamish b'yad yeminoi shehi iker. Rashi uses the same exact lashon, l'das soida, l'das soida. So Rav Shmuel Yankov said two things. Number one, you see from two Rashis in Shas, Sanhedrin and Beis Amar Aleph and Shabbos Peches Amar Beis, that there's something called the Soid of learning. Rav Shmuel Yankov said it's Poshet. Rashi doesn't mean Teres HaSoid. It's not what he means. He doesn't mean the Zohar HaKadosh. He doesn't mean the Ramchal. That's not what he's referring to. He doesn't mean Kisvei Ari and Reb Chaim Vital. He means the Soid of a Sugya. And he said, Vais Dois, Sedot the Soid Fen HaSugya. You learn the Sugya Shit Chiestik, and then you can get into the Panemius of the Sugya in Niglo. But there's something called the Soid of the Sugya. Rav Shmuel Yankov said, you see another thing. And that is, what does a person need in order to come to the Soid of the Sugya? He needs two things. He needs what Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Mem Beis Amar Aleph. What you need is the Mishnayis and the Braises. Because if you don't have the Mishnayis and the Braises, Mehechon Yiskala HaSoid. But you also need the Mayaminimba, Asukim Bechol Koicham, V'trudim L'das Soida. You have to also come on to the Amelos and the Haravanya with Chol Koicham, where it's L'mayaminaba, you're not just learning. That's L'masmi'ilaba, that's not good. You have to do L'mayaminaba. In other words, you need, number one, the Amelos Bateira, and number two, you need the Yedias Bateira. And Ha B'loi Ha Lo Yestayim Milsa. Both places, Rashi invokes this Lashon of the Soid of the Sugya, which is a Chiddush in and of itself. There's something called the Soid from the Sugya. The Soid of the Nigla, right? That's an oxymoron. The Soid of the Nigla. But there's a Soid of the Sugya, which a person can come to. And the way you come to it is L'mayaminaba, Asuchim Echol Choycham. But at the same time, if you're not going to have the Mishnayis and you're not going to have the brightness, how are you going to be able to come to the Yisoid? Just to end. So we talk a lot about Rav Reuven Margolis' Sefer Shem Oilam. Right? When you learn Masechta Sanhedrin, you're also learning the Sugya of Rav Reuven Margolis because of his classic work, Margolis Hayah. But we've spoken a lot about the Sefer Shem Oilam. What's the Sefer Shem Oilam? So that's a Sefer Rav Reuven Margolis wrote that the purpose of the Sefer was, the mission statement is, wherever you find a Chad Omar, he went and he figured out, not in all cases, but in many, many cases, who said what. Homavui, a ksav hisnatsas, mechatesi, you could even figure it out. I mean, it sounds like maybe Damayram didn't know. So if Damayram didn't know, how could I know? So that's the mavui of the Sefer, which is many, many pages long. And that's what the Sefer Shem Oilam is. Now, it's interesting that the Sefer Shem Oilam wasn't just written on Talmud Bavli, right? But it's like all Rabbi Margolis is Sfarim. It was written on Kol HaTorah Kula. It's written on Bavli, Yerushalmi. It goes through the Midrashim, the Psiktas. It goes through everything, right? You see the Bekiyas, the Sinai kite of Rabbi Margolis. Everything he wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula, right? Meaning, when he sat down and he wrote his Chiburim, whether it's his Shari Zoyar, where he cross-references all the Nigla and the Nister, whether it's the Sefer Sheim Oilam, whether it's the Sefer Netzutzeyar, which are all his Hagoyas, he wrote everything on everything, because his Asog of Torah wasn't Bavli, his Asog was everything. It was, right? Pasha, what I'm saying. But there's an oimic there. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is, I recently got a hold of the first edition of Sheim Oilam. Thank you, Mizrahi. So he sent me the first edition of Sheim Oilam, which was printed, I think, in 1930. I can't find it Mefurish, but as is Mashma. I'll tell you why in a second. And it was printed in 1930. And when he put out Sheim Oilam for the first time, he had only written it on Talmud Bavli. So it's not the Sheim Oilam that we have, because the Sheim Oilam that we have is really on everything. But at that point, he had only written it on Talmud Bavli. And at the very, very end, there's one page that is not in the new Sheim Oilams. Pull it out of the safer. But there's one page where he writes a little bit about what he's doing. I thought this was very interesting. He says like this, "B'chos mi'achelik harishay misifri zeh." Now that I'm concluding the first chelik of this safer, "Hinini noisin hoida al chelki." I want to give hoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for granting me the schos to write this. "Asher mimosayim eser mushtayim pluktois hatanom v'amayrom shenishnu b'talbet bavli b'chad omar." Because from the 222 machlekes in between Tanoim and Amayrom that you find in Talmud Bavli, v'loim esayimi, and weren't figured out, meaning the Chad Omars and Chad Omars, hichrati be'ezus Hashem me'echamishim v'sheish. I was able to figure out 156. U'bechein, and if that's the case, this is back to the envelope arithmetic, yeshnan oid shishim v'sheish pluktois, there are another 66, asher midei oski barichos sifrizet, that as I was ready to print the sefer, loy hichrati. I wasn't able to figure out. And right now, I just don't know the answer. And he writes that the truth is that we know loy alecha melacha ligmar, and loyk mi girsa kol achas bifnei atzma requires a tremendous amount of siyata deshmaya. And up until now, there's 66 chad amars that I was not able to figure out. So then he writes like this: ube farsim mikoes. But now that I want to print the sefer, and the reason I'm printing the sefer now is for a reason that I wrote at the end of my psicha. So I looked at the end of the psicha, and the one thing he mentions there is that his wife had recently passed away, and he's dedicating the sefer to his wife. So I'm assuming that's what it was, that his wife must have passed away. So Rabbi Margolis was married twice. He was married before the war. His first wife's name was Chaya Genendel. Then he was married again after the war. His second wife's name was Esther. So the Nefesh Chaya, which is Rabbi Margolis' sefer that he wrote on Shulchan Aruch, there's a new edition of Nefesh Chaya that just came out, which by the way does not have the original Nefesh Chaya inside of it, just FYI, but it has Hagoyis. Now Reuven Margolis had written on the side of his Shulchan Aruch with Hagoyis on the bottom, but the bottom line is that Nefesh Chaya was dedicated to his first wife, whose name was Chaya, Chaya Genendel, and it seems he wanted to dedicate the Sefer to her also. So he dedicates the Sefer Sheim Oilam, and he's putting this out a little prematurely. So he says like this, so I'm putting it out right now, and it's a Dover HaBilti Nigmar, it's not finished, because the mission statement is to figure out all the Chad Omars, and divide, like, I couldn't figure them all out. I'm missing 66. So he writes like this, Hinini b'sheilosim mikol chochlam v'tzoyreif, asher yorav Hashem einov l'sayim shmaitza gam ba'achas mehena. So he says, I'm putting it out there now, I'm letting you know, I'm not finished. I plan on revisiting this. So right now, anyone who reads my sefer and has a ha'ara, whether it's ha'ara on what I wrote, but even better, on one of the 66 that I didn't write yet, I'm asking you, please help me out over here. He says, you'll do me a tremendous toifa. And then he says, I'm going to give you a shout out of my sefer. I'm going to be and you'll have a chelik in the sefer that I'm putting out. And he went so far, he writes like this, that I started working on chelik base. So chelik base is Yerushalmi, right? All the Midrashim. And he says, I'm in the middle of it. And so far, there's a bunch that I don't know the answers to. So he says, on the bottom here, I'm going to give you all the ones in Chelik Beis that I didn't print yet that I don't know. Meaning the ones I know that I'm going to tell you in Chelik Beis, but I'll give you the ones I don't know because maybe you can help me out. I'm Pashut stumped. And on the bottom of this page, this man is like, I don't know, it's a whole bunch here where he doesn't know. And he's asking him, he says, Tumecha Toiva, you would do me a tremendous Toiva if you could figure this out, because I think this Avoid over here is a tremendous Avoid this HaKodesh. And he says, I'm Pashut asking for help. I can't figure this all out on my own. Then he says something so interesting. He says, the truth is that I had a lot of ways of figuring these things out. Al Pi Chidud, Al Pi Pilpul. He said, but I tried very hard that everything that I wrote should be Pshuta Shel Mikra. It should be Pashut Pshat. I mean, that's like a whole nother level in the mission statement. So we're going to figure out the Chad Omers, but it's not going to be Shtik Lech Teira. Everything is going to be... So he said, everything that I wrote here, I feel like is Pshuta Shel Mikra. He says, Chidudim, I had Harbe Chidudim. But I'm trying very hard that it should be Teiras Emes Lamitoi, and this is the way I want to do it. And then he ends with one paragraph, and we're going to end with this. He says, Ukvar Kosafti B'chasimas Psichasi. Ki Lamoid Al Hachro. The more poshut pshat something is, it's poshut, the more emes it is. This is what I just mentioned. My whole objective here was not just to come up with a shtickel Torah, but to try to find, so for example, Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, right? Meisha Melech Moyev. That was a recent one that we had. Was he Mechamel L'Shem Shemayim? Was he Mechamel L'Shem Avodah Zarah? So, Rabu V'Magolish, Del Tzuda, Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, but regards to Achashverosh, whether he's a Melech Pikeach or he's a Melech Tipish, right? The idea is, B'kishur im Shitasam, B'inyonim Hadoyim. Says Rabu V'Magolish, you ready? V'zuhi Melcham Tishol Torah. This is Melcham Tishol Torah. This avoid that I hold is mecham to shoter. Kasha motzina b'sanhedrin and beizam at aleph. Amr Rav Acha bar Chanina. Amr Rav Asi. Amr Rav Yoichanan. B'mi atem moitzei mecham to shoter. B'mi shniyesh b'yaday chaviloi shal mishna. U'berashi shan. Take a look at Rashi. Mecham to shoter. Hori yoseo. V'lamay dal bur yaval ikra. Loi ka adam am mefulfil u'mechudid u'bal svar v'loi lomad mishnayus u'braises harbe. Ki mehechon yiskala hasoid. Rav Shmuel Yankiv. Ela b'bal mishnayus harbe. Shem yitztarich.
And the ending is in bold letters. It's the end of Rashi. How does Rashi end? Ho mani plainihu. Sheshemanu b'mokem acher oimer kach. That this is part of the avoid of Melchanta Shel Torah, to be able to say ho mani plainihu. This was mamish his motivation and his makar to the whole Indian of Shem Oyla. That's how Rashi ends. Rashi says, "Ho mani ploinihu sheshema nunu b'mokem ach." Is dos is melchemto shel Torah, and it's to do it by shtelling to another place where you find this Tana, this Amira says it. I just thought it was, I literally just saw this last week as we saw this Rashi here, Sanhedrin Membeis Amar Aleph Simona Milsehi. But the bottom line is, few in Yonim that we're taking out over here. The Soid, but you can't forget, this is, talks about the Bekiyas of learning. But Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, forget this to under Rashi. Right, you have to have the Bekiyas to know the other Rashi, that it's not enough to have Bekiyas. Right, you have to know the Rashi in Shabbos, Peiches Amidays, that when you learn the Chalkoichoi, and you're true din Vasukin, to come down to the Soid, there's the Soid of the Sugya, and really you come through to it in both ways. But either way, we will end with this.